best you can buy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. It's a wonderful day out there, and we're going to get some rain, and that will get rid of the snow. That will activate the grass. The grass will start to turn green. Your trees will begin to pull the energy out of the ground. The maple syrup will begin to run up the trunks of the trees. The buds will begin to swell. Flowers will begin to appear. There'll be green leaves on your trees. And then you'll complain that you'll have to mow the grass. And that's a good thing. Just say to yourself, 56 days to spring, 50 days to daylight savings time, and remember, Valentine's Day, 3 weeks from today. It's on a Sunday this year, so just be aware of it, and don't forget your loved ones, and you may want to think about a garden journal. If they're a real gardener, that may be the ideal present for them. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jeff on the line, who's looking for a recommendation for some plants.
Okay, Jeff, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Terrific.
Thanks for taking my call. I just bought a house on the Bass River on Cape Cod, about a quarter of a mile from the ocean. And okay. I used to have a small house inland, and I love roses, and I'm wondering if I can, you know, still plant roses and specifically what kind I might get to place. The rear of the house has a southeast exposure. That's my first question. And my second question is I have a relatively big lot, and I have a need to plant about 300 feet of border shrubs. One of my neighbors has holly, which kind of caught my ear when you were talking about it earlier. And I don't want, like, a border shrub that's overbearing, that gets too tall, but something that's subtle but yet provides a good border in that kind of environment. And I wonder what you would suggest.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. I mean, if you like holly, there is a variety of holly called blue holly. And it's a cross between the American holly, which is the wild holly that you'll see on Cape Cod, growing in the woods south of Boston, and the English holly, which comes from the West Coast. It has a darker, larger, and thornier leaf, but not as hardy. But they've taken the duller green leaf, but the hardiness of the American holly, and they've crossed them. And the blue holly is more shrub-like. And it's something that if you want to keep at 3 feet, or 4 feet, it's absolutely wonderful. And if you want to plant it in a hedge, you put 5 females in a row and then a male. 5 females and then a male. And that will ensure that you'll have all kinds of berries. And what's nice about the blue hollies is it will spread 4 feet, sometimes a little bit more. And I've seen them get up as high as 6-7 feet. But with yearly prunings, you can keep it at 3 feet or 4 feet or whatever height you want. And unlike a hedge like a privet that you cut so that it's like a square, you know, flat top, straight sides, this you can prune it and keep it so it has a more natural look, kind of a rounded look. And if you have enough of it, when you get to Thanksgiving, you can actually prune your hedge at Thanksgiving, go to your local nursery, greenhouse, florist, garden center, and you can sell them the clippings with the berries on them. Rather than just prune it in the spring and throw everything away, you can prune it. You can take those branches and give it to friends and family members for decorating. You can give it to your church, and they can sell it at a Christmas bazaar, or sell it to a garden center, and they'll buy it for the foliage and the berries. And on Cape Cod, the blue holly is wonderful. Go to your local nursery. You've got some nice big nurseries down Hyannis Country Gardens. You've got Mahoney's. I mean, there's some big, big nurseries. They will have several varieties. But 1 male to 5 females, and you'll have all the fruit, and you'll have birds that will nest in there. It's not eaten by rabbits. And I know Cape Cod does have some rabbit problems, but it will do a real, real good job for you. So that would be one thing. And, you know, if you want something that's going to be a little bit taller, you can use upright growing yews, as long as you don't have deer. If you've got deer, the deer will go after yews and they'll go after arborvitaes. But for maintenance purposes and height and shape, I think that if you like holly, that would do really, really good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day. And, you know, it's really easy to plant. I mean, you're putting them 4 feet apart and just dig a big hole, put plenty of compost in. And because you live on Cape Cod, if your soils are really sandy, get a product called Soil Moist at the time of planting. And for each plant, I would put in a tablespoon in each hole. It's going to expand 200 times, create a gel, and that will help to retain moisture so that during July and August, when it gets hot and dry out, you won't need as much water. Good way to start off your plants. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Tony on the line. She is calling about elephant ear and hibiscus.
Okay. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Oh, I live on Cape Cod, and this year I brought in my hibiscus that was from outside and my elephant ear. Now, I didn't cuff the elephant ear down. Can I just put it right back out in the summer with the leaves it has, or should I have cut it down, or can I cut it down now?
Well, it really needs to rest. You know, it's like a begonia bulb or a lily bulb or any of the flowers that you grow in the garden that are tubers or bulbs. They do need a rest period. So what I would do is when you see that the weather's going to change, it's going to get cold, but not freeze solid, take the plant and put it outdoors and let it get chilled. And that will kill all of the leaves off of that plant. And then cut it back, put the plant in your basement where it's going to be, you know, 45 to 55 degrees, and let it go bone dry. And that bulb will go into dormancy, and it will rest for January. Well, not much less than January, February and March. And then in April or early May, you could start it by just adding water. but they really need a rest. So if the leaves are kind of yellowish and they're not looking as healthy, just take some pruners, cut all the leaves off, put it in the cellar, and let it rest. And when you walk by it, don't look at it. Because if you look at it, you're going to say, oh, you need some water. Give it nothing. It needs a rest period. Now, what was your second question, Tony?
My hibiscus that I brought in, how do I fertilize that? Do I fertilize it while it's in, or should I stop fertilizing it and let it rest as well?
Hibiscus is a tropical plant that if you lived in California, if you lived in Texas, Hawaii, if you lived in Florida, it's a plant that blooms year-round in a tropical-type condition. Hibiscus, if you keep it in the house and you are able to fertilize it every week, that hibiscus will bloom nonstop 52 weeks a year. So what I suggest is this. Most of us get busy different times of the year and we forget. So what I do with all of my indoor plants that I put outside for the summer, I give them in January and in June, I fertilize them with Osmocote. It's like little BBs. And you can buy it at any garden center or nursery. And you measure the diameter of your pot and then feed it accordingly. Hibiscus, you can double what the package says. Every time that little BB, a pellet, gets wet, it bleeds fertilizer. So when you water it, fertilizer goes to the roots. Every single time you do that for the next 6 months. Also hit it with a little bit of rapid grow now and then. And believe me, you're going to have a great non-stop blooming with green leaf hibiscus all year. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 22, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,094.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,124.45, $562.22 for a half ounce, or $281.11 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,124.45, $562.22, or $281.11.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Spring, 56 days away. Daylight savings time, 50 days away. So, folks, think positive. We'll be out in the yard putting our toes on that fresh green grass before you know it, smelling the roses, planting some pansies. Man, I can't wait to get the pansies in the ground. That's my favorite flower because I plant them in the spring and then again in the fall. And when the snow melts, especially on the south side of the house, a lot of the pansies that I put in the fall come right back up again. And we've had snow on them, and they just love it. So think spring. It's getting closer. Also, some fun news. Scotts, your fertilizer company, has made an announcement this week on, I think, Thursday. It was in the Boston Herald, and I called my Scotts representative to get some information, and he didn't have a heck of a lot, but I want to tell you what they're doing. Scotts has selected 5 Major League Baseball teams, the Red Sox, Chicago, Atlanta, and can't think what the other one is. Anyways, they are going to be coming out in the spring for real Red Sox fans, Fenway Park grass seed. And what they've done is they've sat down with the groundskeeper of Fenway Park and the grower of sod that they use to replace the grass that's worn out from the players running on it. And they've taken the seed blend that's used to make that sod and are making it available for you so that you can grow the same grass on your lawn as what's found at Fenway Park. How about that? So look for it this spring. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Julie on the line, who's calling about hydrangeas.
Julie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I've got a problem with my hydrangeas. I've got the variety that blossoms on both new and old growth. In
okay.
the spring, I typically use Holytone, and then I put on some acid because I like the blue flowers.
Right.
And the first couple of years, I had great blossoms. In the last couple of years, I have wonderful growth, lots of leaves, and no blossoms. And I'm wondering if I'm doing something wrong or if it's the deer that are coming and eating the buds, because I have also a terrible deer problem.
Oh, you do? Okay. If the deer are nipping the buds, then especially the ones that come out early, some of those buds definitely contain flowers. So what I would do, as soon as you start to notice that the buds are beginning to show signs of green, and that's when the deer are going to become active. Right now, you know, the plant looks like nothing but sticks, and they're not going to bother it. But as soon as you see signs of things happening and you're noticing that the deer are moving, then go to your local garden center, and you can get a repellent from them. There's Deer Scram that works very good. There's Bobex Deer Repellent that works good. And get it right on those plants early. And that will eliminate the deer from eating the buds. The other thing that you can do is the last couple of years, and this year, this past year in particular, I was on Cape Cod probably a dozen times last year, and noticed that overall the Cape didn't have the number of blooms per plant as they have had in the past. And I think that that's partially the result of, well, think of June, July, and August, 21 inches of rain, and you have to think of the temperature. We have the coldest summer ever recorded. So you had rain, you had a lot of clouds, and you had very little heat. You combine those three, and that, to me, is the main reason. If we have a normal summer, they'll bounce back like crazy. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, spring, 56 days away, so put that under your hat and think positive. Before long, you'll be out in the yard, so if you have any questions on, you know, spring is coming, what am I going to do first, and I'm thinking of some new shrubbery to put in this particular area, don't be shy. Just pick up the phone, and you dial toll-free, so it costs you nothing, and I'm here to help you to make your yard that much better. 800-259-9231. Now, if you wait until May, everybody's going to be calling. So this is the time of the year where it's best. So, you know, it's worth you getting up early. That way you're sure of getting your questions answered. Have a cup of coffee, look at the Sunday paper, and we'll work together. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Gail on the line, who's calling about her lime tree.
Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a lime tree that I grow in the house. It's about 3 feet tall. And it must be at least 15 years old. Now, what I do is I get full-size limes that are edible, but I only get like three or four. Now, in January, I got hundreds of buds and flowers, and all of the limes fell off except for three.
Okay.
And they are growing, and they're almost full-size now. But I'm not getting any leaves, and some of the old leaves are dropping off.
Okay.
And I'm afraid of losing it.
Have you fertilized it at all?
Yes, I have.
What are you using?
I'm using a fertilizer that has lime in it. It's an all-purpose fertilizer. But
okay.
You use it for, like, orange trees and lime trees.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is this. I'd like to have you, next time you go to a nursery or a garden center, ask them for a little box of mere acid fertilizer. And
mere
the
acid.
Box,
I yep, make sure me, that the fertilizer that I have does have acid in it.
Okay. The other thing is mere acid is like a brother or a sister to Miracle-Gro. Miracle-Gro is for flowers and vegetables. Mere acid is for shrubs and trees.
Yeah.
Okay? Mere acid has something called chelated iron. And chelated iron will make the leaves that are pale green or yellow back to green. So what I would do is, one time when you feed, use mere acid, and then the next time you feed, use the other fertilizer, if you can alternate them.
Yeah,
that's
the
going to help.
The fertilizer I have contains both those things, but probably not enough
does.
Of it.
It depends what the percentage is. And
yeah.
If you're getting a lot of yellow, then you can, again, at the same garden center, there's a product on the market called Ironite. And ironite is pure chelated iron.
Okay.
And it comes as a granular or a liquid. And I'll tell you, I've used that on shrubbery in the early, early spring after a winter with a lot of wind, a lot of cold, a lot of sunshine, and the shrubs just look like they're, you know, they're just bleached out. And I put the mere acid or the ironite directly on them, and wow, within 2 weeks you can see a big change.
Now, these I'm turning yellow. What's happening, they're big leaves, and they're old leaves, and they're kind of like drying out at the edges and falling off. But I'm not getting any new leaves at all. This is what bothers
me. Yeah, you should be getting new growth. Now, when was the last time you repotted it, Gail?
Well, I changed the topsoil this fall.
Okay,
but it doesn't seem to have done too much for it.
When did you put it into a larger pot?
Probably about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it's in a good-sized pot.
It is in a good-sized pot now?
It's about 24-inch circumference.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the diameter is about 24 inches.
Okay. Why don't you buy some Osmocote? Osmocote is a pelletized fertilizer. I use it in every container that I grow in my backyard. And that way, every time it rains or every time I water, the plant gets fed. I think you need to really push some food on this plant. Now, the other thing, you only have three limes. The reason you only have three limes is because you don't have any bees in your house.
Right.
So,
well, but I pollinate it with a paintbrush, you know, a little paintbrush.
Yeah.
So I go from flower to flower with it.
Okay. When you go from flower to flower, make sure that when you look at the bloom, the very center, that is the female part of the plant. And around that little stem in the middle are little yellow pollen sacs. If you look at the flower and the pollen sacs are smooth, and you try and pollinate them with the brush, it's not going to do any good because the pollen hasn't emerged from that little bag yet. You need to have, when you put your paintbrush in it and you look at the paintbrush, it should have like yellow dust on it. That's the actual pollen. And that's when you want to move it around. And when they come into bloom and you can smell the fragrance of those flowers, I would pollinate every single day. And if you want to drive people in your house crazy and have a lot of fun, I did it with my wife. I thought she was going to kill me. When we go to Florida, we always bring home a citrus tree. And last year, I brought a dwarf orange tree. It was about three and a half feet tall and about 2 feet wide. And we brought it home from Florida, and it came into bloom during March. And she was in the kitchen doing something. I can't remember what she was doing. But anyways, I took a paintbrush, and I was like you, pollinating it. And just to drive her crazy, I went bzzz, bzzz. And I thought she kept looking at me, gave me strange looks, and she said, I think you've gone over the edge. But you can have a lot of fun. But make sure that the pollen sack, when you put the paintbrush on it, you're getting a yellow dust. If you tickle the flower and the sack itself hasn't opened to release the pollen, you're not doing any good. And it may be something that while it's in bloom, do it every other day. And it's going to give you more fruit. Thank you, Gail. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Elaine on the line who's got some questions about spraying an apple tree.
Okay. Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning, Paul. What I'd like to ask is when to spray the apple trees and maybe what to use.
Okay. The first thing that should be applied to all of your fruit trees, and at the same time, if you have any flowering trees, I use horticultural oil, and that will take care of all of the insects that have laid eggs on the plant. And to control the diseases, or to at least diminish the intensity of the diseases, is I use lime sulfur. And all of your garden centers, your feed and grain stores will carry either the product separately or combined. Lime sulfur and horticultural oil, and that is something that's usually applied to your fruit trees during late February or March. You need to have a daytime temperature to like about 40.
Okay.
If you try and apply the spray on there and it's freezing, it freezes on contact and creates like ice. If you apply it when the air temperature is around 40, it has a chance to work its way into the cracks and crevices of the branches and the bark, and that's where the eggs for the insects are hiding, in those cracks and crevices. So you get a day where it's going to be 40, apply it, and I do it twice. I do it once in the end of February or the beginning of March, depending on the weather, and then towards the end of March. And then as soon as the flowers from your tree begin to fall. So if you see you have white flowers and you start to notice that when it gets windy, the white petals are coming off the tree, that's when you spray with a fruit tree spray. Now, Boneide has a fruit tree spray that's combined, and it works very, very good. Scott's has something called Home Orchard Spray. It's a powder that you have to mix with water. And then there's another company called Organic Labs. And they have a totally organic fruit tree spray called Organocide. And you can use it on all of your fruit trees, all of your flowering, like a crab or a dogwood, flowering pear, flowering cherries, and all three of these products, Organocide, Home Orchard, or the fruit tree spray, can be used on things like blueberries, raspberries, grapes, any of your berries or fruits. And you don't have to worry about having problems with pesticides getting into something that you're going to be eating. But again, the first application, And then if you use those products, that would take care of your fruit trees. It would keep them clean of all types of insects and all types of disease. So for now, what you can do this time of the year and next month is you can do a little bit of pruning on your fruit trees to control the size and to create a better shape. And to tell you the truth, there's no better time to do that than right now. The weather temperature is good outside, and by pruning some of your fruit trees, you can take those branches, bring them inside the house in a big vase of water, and within 2 weeks, your apple, your peach, your pear, your plum will have flowers on them, and you'll have a big vase of beautiful flowers, and you get kind of a, you know, your own little flower show. So just say to yourself, I'm going to go out there today, I'm going to take the pruners, I'm going to cut half a dozen branches about 2 to 3 feet long. And then what you do is you take your pruners, and on the end where you made the cut, cut into the branch parallel so that you're splitting the branch in two, but you still want it together, and that will allow the water to get in there that much faster. Put it in the vase of warm water, keep it warm in the sun, and in 2 weeks, you have your own little flower show. 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Liz on the line. Liz has got some questions about an aero garden.
Okay. Liz, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. I cook with a variety of fresh herbs, and I've decided I have a limited space, and I decided it might be nice to purchase one of those aero gardens. And they come in all different sizes, and they talk about pods and the plants getting too large and not close enough. And I just wondered if you knew anything about them.
I do have one. And my wife absolutely loves it. They make different sizes. The little one, I think, only does three or four pods. The larger one, I think that's seven. And that's the one that I have. And you can buy a container that will have, like, Italian herbs. They'll have one that will have all different kinds of parsley. There's all kinds of different combinations. But the thing that I like about this larger one, and you can go on the Internet and see it, you can take out the top of the platform that you put the pods in, because it has, I think, seven holes in it. You can lift that piece out, and you can buy a new piece that fits on there that will have, I think it has 50 finger-size holes in it, and you put these peat moss pods in it, and you can start your seedlings in it to put outside, and then you just pull them out and plant them directly into the garden. But the this is a great system. The pods themselves are about the size of the pods that you put in that Keurig coffee maker. So it's about the size of that. You put it into these seven holes. There's a clear plastic dome that fits on it, and that holds the moisture in it. the light comes on all by itself and shuts off all by itself, and you can set that to be on for 10 hours or 12 hours. And 24 hours a day, there's a little pump about the size of your cell phone that's inside that container, and it's circulating the water, and drops of water are falling on this pod to keep it wet. And the herbs that we grew 3 years ago and 2 years ago, this past year we didn't do it for a couple of different reasons, but I mean, we'll be starting it soon. The herbs, as they get taller, with this AeroGarden, you can squeeze a button on the stem that holds the lights, and you can lift up the lights as much as 18 inches. The AeroGarden, they sell pods that has flowers in it, and I think it's this month, or is it February? You can order from them cuttings of dwarf roses. And again, you just put it in there, excuse me, and the lights come on for 10 or 12 hours, and those miniature roses will survive and bloom in there. The flowers will bloom in there, and the herbs, they get wonderful. And you just keep picking. It comes with fertilizer tablets that you throw into the water. I'm trying to think. I think you have to use like bottled water. So you go to the supermarket and you can buy a gallon of drinking water. But it will tell you about it. You cannot use well water because of the chemicals that are in there. But it's a great thing, and they have them on sale always, because I keep getting emails from them. And I got an email the other day that says Valentine's Day is coming. You know, check our Valentine's Day special. But it's a good thing. It will produce 5 crops of herbs per year. And when you take it out, the roots are 12 to 15 inches long in the water chamber. It's a great thing. It's fun for everybody.